right there. That is from music from Will Mackie Jenkins. Will Mackie Jenkins, who was on the show about 6 months, 7 months ago or so. I love his music, and he's back. He's celebrating his third anniversary in Chicago and performing this Saturday, July 23rd at Uncommon Ground in Lakeview at 3800 North Clark. We have a link to the your website on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Welcome back, Will. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
No, my pleasure, man. I really enjoy your music a lot.
Thank you.
It was very, very cool. So what's been going on since you were last with us in January?
Well, you know, I'm still playing a lot around the city. I've got this I'm looking at it as like an anniversary show. That's kind of how I'm marketing it to people to get them out. It's a lot warmer out. You know, last time I was here, I guess, was in January, and it was freezing.
Yeah, so it might literally be 90 degrees warmer.
Yeah, I mean,
than it was
at least
than it was the last time you were here.
Yeah, it's going to be like 100 today, I think.
It's going to be a very hot weekend.
So, yeah, I've just been working a lot and then trying to do as much music as I can.
So that piece of music that we just heard, tell everybody about that and what it's from, Cherries in Bloom.
Right. Yeah, that's the EP I put out in December last year. I guess I came on like just a little over a month after I put that out. You know, self-released it. It's now on like Pandora and iTunes and Spotify, et cetera. But that song is called A Romance Set in Chicago, Illinois. When I first moved here was during the polar vortex winter of, I guess that would be 2013.
Yeah, and into 14. It was like January of 14. Yeah, something like that.
And that was my first experience in Chicago winter and not a great first one. But I made it through that, so I think that I'll probably be good to go.
I think you'll be fine in winter wise. Yeah.
But I was in grad school then, and I was teaching. And I remember the feeling of getting up at 6 a.m. and going outside. I used to live right by the Lincoln Park Zoo, so like right by the lake. So it's extra cold. Coming outside, nostrils freeze shut.
Yep.
And it was just like, I've never experienced this before. I'm from Virginia. Like, what do I know about cold?
Right. Well, you were from the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between that and what you were experiencing in the winter.
Big time. Yeah. I thought it got cold, but now when I go back, I just, you know, wear a sweatshirt. I'm like, this is nothing.
So that song was about your experiences here in Chicago?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, nothing I ever write I try to be a little more evasive than just like a literal interpretation. Like, this is exactly what I did during, but that's, you know, most, you said, for just about any song that's worth anything, I think. So it's, you know, a conflation of experiences of what is this cold weather like and like falling in love with the city. And, you know, I wrote it in retrospect maybe a year and a half or 2 years after. And so it's like, you know, it's got love in various interpretations.
Sure.
In it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I love this city now.
So what brought you here?
Grad school.
Yeah.
I moved up here I went to Virginia Tech and I graduated in May 2013. And I came up here for an MFA in creative writing.
At Columbia. College, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went there, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I didn't graduate, but I went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did you go there for?
A year, a little less than a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Were you broadcasting?
No, film.
Of course.
I took film and I just dropped out because I'm a bum. And it's funny because, I mean, I went to Columbia and everybody's like, oh, you went for broadcasting. No, I never studied any kind of broadcasting. You could tell if you listen to the show. that's glaringly obvious.
Sure.
So you went to Columbia. And then now you played music, obviously.
I've been playing music for a long time since I started playing guitar when I was about 14. Before that, you know, I did the little boy taking piano lessons kind of thing. I was probably like six, first time I took a piano lesson. It's boring, obviously, when you're a kid and taking piano lessons, you don't really want to be sitting there. But I still liked it a lot anyway.
Yeah.
My parents were like, you know, smart enough to know that it's worth investing some kind of like culture in your kids. My brother took piano lessons too. You know, we've always loved music. My parents were really supportive of that.
Yeah.
And then I basically like begged my parents for guitar lessons when I was, you know, 14. I started getting into like Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and stuff. Like, this is so cool. I want to be Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And so I played around for a while. You know, the town I'm from is a great bluegrass town.
Right. We talked about that the last time.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We got to hang on for a second, okay? Because we got a break. We got to do the news, and we'll come back. We'll talk more. Sure. And you got a couple of new songs you're going to play for us, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's awesome. Okay. And we'll talk more about your gig, which is coming up to celebrate your third anniversary here in Chicago at a very cool room, the Uncommon Ground, the one in Lakeview on Clark. And it's this Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. Will Mackey Jenkins. And we have a link to the website on Facebook.com/Nick D Show. The news is next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up after 4 o'clock, another edition of Wood Esmeralda Buy That, so we all got to get into that mind. And then after 4, we will also bust into some Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It is a Thursday morning. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then my buddy and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6. That music you just heard is by Will Mackey Jenkins, and Will is live in studio. Welcome back, man.
Hey, man.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about you, where you grew up. We talked about this the last time. For people who didn't know, I mean, you grew up in Virginia,
right? Yeah, the Appalachian Mountain, like the foot of the Blue Ridge, kind of near D.C., maybe like an hour drive or so. I guess it's maybe like 50 miles outside of D.C. on a little farm, this town called Warrenton. Really small, like probably fewer than 10,000 people. Great music all around, though. Like lots of people playing banjos and bluegrass and guitar and stuff. And there's this really cool little music shop that I started working at. Like I did an internship there when I was in high school. It's called Drum and Strum Music. And
is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there. It's been there since like 1990, actually, the year I was born. And it's the only music store, as far as I know, in the county.
Wow.
There's got to be another one, but like it's the only one that people really know. You know, it's just been there for a long time, and the owner is a great guy, and his wife teaches there, and they have like a little listening room there, and they get some really cool acts, and there's like room for like 30 people to come in and listen, and it's like John Cowan, who like tours with the Doobie Brothers. He used to be in Newgrass Revival, and he comes through, and like. It's just some of the best. Like that's my favorite, like listening style is like just a really small room where you can really like hear and like connect with the audience. You know, like every once in a while when I'm playing here in the city, you might be surprised to hear this, but I don't always have a great turnout. You know, sometimes I'll have like 10-15 people in a room that I'm just playing to, and those are often like. I feel the best about my performance at those shows a lot of time because, like, I get a chance to talk about the songs and, like, my writing process because I'm just as much as, like, a writer as I am a musician. Talking about, like, the process for doing things.
Right.
And, like, explaining, like, where this song came from and stuff. And people are really receptive to that, you know, if they come out and listen in, like, a small crowd. They want to hear everything.
Yeah. It's cool. What places have you played here in the city? What are some of your favorite places that you played?
Well, the store is one of my favorites. That's kind of like one of the first places that gave me like a nice headlining gig.
I think that's where you played that was your gig the last time you were here. You were playing the store.
That's right. That was back in January. That's a great place. On Sunday, I played at Burlington in Logan Square.
How's that?
That was cool. That was a real intimate show.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, you know, I played with two musicians who I never heard play before, and they were really great. It was like a lot of fun, just real small, intimate sort of atmosphere.
Yeah.
And let's see, where else? This is my first time playing at Uncommon Ground.
It is.
On Saturday. Yeah, I've never.
It's a terrific room, man.
Yeah, I've like been there a few times, and it's a real cool. Like, it's got that intimate vibe,
right? And it's got they're very quiet there. They will be paying attention.
Yeah.
In that room, you can reserve tables and all that cool stuff.
Exactly.
And they got all the information we have linked up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm trying to push people to reserve some tables.
Reserve some tables, man. It's WillMackeyJenkins.com, but we have a link on our Facebook page, and you can check out. You can check out Uncommon Ground's website as well. It's a great room. I think your stuff will go over really, really well there.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. So, 14 years old, you start playing guitar, and when did you start writing songs?
Not long after, probably. I remember I wanted to play so bad that the first night that I took a guitar home, learned like every open chord, you know, like all the G's and E minors and C's and stuff. And I memorized them in maybe like an hour or two.
Uh-huh.
And I just played for hours. And like, I'm pretty sure like at that point I was like, okay, I'm probably pretty close to being a rock star now.
Of course.
But so I just, I started putting stuff together. I'm like, ooh, this sounds cool. What if I do this? And then started mixing around. Then I started learning about music theory and like, oh, there's a sense to like why something sounds good or like how to move from chord to chord. And, you know, I started writing lyrics. I was probably like 15 or 16 when I started like writing songs, not really recording them much, maybe messing around with my friends. But the first like real, you know, studio album that I recorded, I put out back in December, which is what y'all are hearing
right.
in between breaks, Cherries
right.
in Bloom.
Right.
But I've been writing for you know a long time.
And since then, are you recording new stuff at this point, at this juncture?
I'm gonna go back into the studio real soon. I'm gonna start like at a full length. I've got it like mostly written. It's just, you know, recording when you're like an independent artist, recording is like an expensive enterprise.
Right.
I've got like a lot of friends who record out of their apartments and
sure.
stuff, and they're very talented at it. But like, I don't know. I got one studio where I worked at with this last one. I think I'd like to work with them again. They did a great job. Like they, I mostly produced it myself too, but I had a little bit of input from the guy over there, Uptown Recording Studio.
Yeah.
When I felt a little lost, but.
Now, will you be recording with a band on the new one, or just is it just going to be you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I want some more percussion. That EP there, Cherries in Bloom, is pretty minimalistic as far as like instrumentation goes.
Yeah.
It's me and like a few different guitars and like a little bit of percussion, like some tambourine here or there, harmonies, organ, and some violin. But other than that, it's, you know, it sounds like a lot, I guess, when I say it, but I want to do some more layering and something a little more, I guess, complex in a different sort of way.
All right, well, let's hear a song, man. Tell us about what we're going to hear first.
Well, this is a new song that I haven't recorded yet, but it will hopefully be on whatever I release next. It's called We Walk Through a Garden.
All right, here we go.
At the top of the hill, the shadows of two sycamore trees shape the kissing lovers in the grass. She turns away, she is afraid of change. We walk through a garden that's as long as Illinois. Baby, do you feel the gravel under your shoes? Little boy and a little girl crying in a foreign language, fighting on the garden path. She knocks him down, she helps him right back up. Weeping willows wrapped in ivy strangle me. Baby, do you feel my fragile neck in your hand? Honey, I swear I am in love with you. At least I do believe that I am yours and you do belong with me. But to own someone is troublesome. Yes, to love someone is troublesome. Bells in the morning sky ringing out their hymns with harmony. How I want you in the grave with me. I know when it's time, we'll both curl up and die. We walk through a garden that's as flat as Illinois. Baby, do you feel that gravel under your shoe? I would never make it if I didn't.
Really nice, man.
Thanks, man.
Man, I really like your music, dude. I really do. You're like, it's right in my wheelhouse.
I appreciate it.
Really,
that.
Really cool. That's what's cool. That song? What was the influence for that song?
You know, just kind of, you know, bluegrassy type. It's tough picking pattern, you know. Like, I prefer doing a lot of, you know, finger picking on my music.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Combining that with, like, sort of, like, strumming, you know, rhythmically, just being creative with what I do. It's a fairly simple, like, chord progression, but I like to keep the time signature changes, just, you know, I like to think, like, what's the best way to, like, keep somebody's attention.
Sure.
But also, like, pair it with, like, good music and good lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's a tough thing to do, but all kinds of stuff, you know, from Cat Stevens to Sufjan Stevens to just about... I got a wide range of influences.
Cool. Well, we'll talk about that, too.
Cool.
Very, very cool, man. And that is a Will Mackey Jenkins, who is playing this Saturday, Uncommon Ground in Lakeview. Reserve some tables and come on out, man. Let's see some Nick D. Love out there. It'll be Saturday night, 9 o'clock it starts, Uncommon Ground, which is at 3800 North Clark in Chicago. We'll talk more with Will, and we'll hear yet another song live in studio.
Asleep in the field, I dreamt that you'd come, the most radiant light I ever saw.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That is music from Will Mackey Jenkins, really, really, really talented singer-songwriter who is live in studio here. Second time on the show. Happy to have you back, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I really dig your music, and I hope everybody comes out this Saturday night, July 23rd, to Uncommon Ground in Lakeview, 3800 North Clark. All the information and the links are on our Facebook page. Come out and support this music. It's really good stuff. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, well, what's your – you mentioned your writing process. How do you try to write every day, or is it – does it have to come naturally? What's your process like?
I write every day.
Yeah.
If you sit around and, like, wait to feel inspired, you'll never get anything done. You know, that's just kind of the way it goes. I remember – I'm not a big Stephen King fan, but I am a big fan of his memoir slash, you know, writing instruction manual. It's called On Writing by Stephen King. And it says if you no matter what, keep writing, even if it feels like you're shoveling crap onto the page, like, keep writing.
Yeah.
So – there's plenty of times where I just write awful thing, like just not good at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go back and I revise it, and then it's suddenly becomes better. And then there's other times where, well, like one of the songs in this album, it's track 5, Winter Solstice. That's one of those songs where it's just been in my head for years, and I actually need to just get it down. And I just, like, didn't know how to write it. And then, like, one day I'm just sitting there, and then 2 hours, start to finish, music and lyrics are all done.
Wow.
It just, like, pours out, like, line by line. That's really rare, obviously. But more often than not, it's like a revision process, you know, going back. And
Do you start with lyrics first, then music, or combination of the two?
I do them pretty much simultaneously.
Yeah.
You know, one begets the other, I suppose, and in some ways, like, the musical line of the chord progression and then, like, the melody that I come up with, usually, like, words have their own musicality to them, you know, like that's what rhyme is.
Yeah.
And then that's what, like, assonance is, where, like, the inside vowels or whatever, like, rhyme or, like, sound similar or something like that. And then that just kind of comes out of it, you know. And I read a lot for influence, you know, novels, like books of poetry, and, you know, listen to a lot of other music, and that just kind of gives you ideas.
Now, you started out with bluegrass when you were growing up.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess it was that was – bluegrass was everywhere. I started out playing a lot of, like, blues music.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was really into Stevie Ray Vaughan and, like, Led Zeppelin and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you still go back to that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's – every now and then, like, I'll go back to – you know, Led Zeppelin is one of my all-time favorites. I couldn't not go back. There's just like so much.
Yeah.
And like every time they're in the news, like when they won the
lawsuit, yeah,
against Spirit. Then I returned and, like, listened a little bit again. And,
yeah.
Like, I won't listen to her for a little while. It's, like, it's hard to escape Led Zeppelin. Though.
It's hard. No, I you know, listen, man. I worship Led Zeppelin. I find it really ironic, though, that they won that case, considering that they ripped off every dead black blues musician alive. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you wrote the Lemon song, Page and Plant? Really? Sure. You did? Yeah, yeah, sure you did. Mm-hmm. But I do find it ironic that they won that. They yeah. won that suit. But no, actually, the families of a lot of the black blues musicians that they completely ripped off, they got their just dues. And now if you get a Zeppelin record, it does have the actual guys credited on it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. They were brought to court. The families were like, you can't do that, man.
Man, you know a lot of stuff.
Well, it's stuff that a lot of people don't care about, but, you know.
You do.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about, we've done this, we do this, I do this to every musician mm-hmm. that comes in. We did it with you the first time.
Yeah.
You got to remind me. I always ask, first album you ever bought?
That would be the Beatles number one. You know, the...
Oh, the number one songs. Yeah, the hits. Number yeah, okay.
It's the orange one with yep. the yellow yep. number one on it. It's just all their number one hits.
Yep.
There's like 20-something of them on there.
That's... Yep. I remember when that was released. It was nice to have that on a jukebox. Because yeah. you could just, like, if you're in a bar and you wanted to hear some Beatles, oh, look at this. Here's
When did that come out?
Late 90s.
Okay, I must have bought it right after, because I think I was probably...
Late 90s, early 2000s, something like that, yeah, 99, 2000.
I think I got it in around 2000.
Yeah, something like that.
Fourth grade, I think.
All right. How about first concert?
Beach Boys with Steve Miller.
Beach Boys with Steve Miller. How
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, hey. Steve Miller opened. And I was a huge fan of both then. I guess I was like 13, and I went with my parents
yeah.
to Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What song are we going to hear now?
This is another new one. Hasn't been recorded yet. It's called Josephine. I noticed lately I've been writing more... they feel to me more like love songs. I don't know if they translate that way.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me whether they do or not. That's kind of the feeling of it.
Okay.
It's called Josephine.
Josephine. And this is Will Mackey Jenkins.
If I could rise up like a vulture into this blood-deep sky, I'd think about you every time I fly. And when I come down Saint Catherine catches me in her arms. Oh, Josephine, there are scraps of you lingering on my closet shelf. In the baby picture, you don't look like yourself. The tattoo on your left arm, cut off in the family portrait. My favorite Saint Catherine. If I was anything but a coward, tomorrow I'd make you my wife. Like either of us ever could wear white. I love you is not unlike a bunny rabbit. Quite often I am frightened. Josephine, we are scavengers. We are victims of our time and age. We often end up leaving each other crying. Every Sunday morning, I find myself mourning your leaving before it's time to go.
Nice, man.
Thanks, Barner.
Great stuff, buddy. I really appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Everybody, come on out on Saturday night, Uncommon Ground in Lakeview, 3800 North Clark. This is Will Mackey Jenkins, willmackeyjenkins.com. We have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Anytime you want to come down, man, anytime.
Great, thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.